Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ralph Terry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Lump moves to third. It's Yankees, 1, Athletics, 1. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Herzog moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jim Coates now pitching. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards the mound. Coates fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to third. Throneberry moves to second. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson bunts towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to second. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lopez moves to third. Two outs. Jim Coates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coates strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle bunts towards the mound. Coates juggles the ball. That's an error on Coates. Daly moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Daly tags and scores. Tuttle tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clete Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Yankees 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. Bob Servais at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Daly Skower and moves to second. Bob Servais at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Servais 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Skowron scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 0 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lopez moves to third. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald pinch hits for Jim Coates. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Richardson moves to second. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Yankees 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Duke Moss now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boyer. Hamlin moves to third. Daly moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boyer. Hamlin scores. Daly scores. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. Lump moves to third. It's 8-2, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, Athletics. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Mantle reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Mantle scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to third. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Yankees 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Daly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Richardson for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Yankees 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowyer takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mantle hits a line drive towards third. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Boyer. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Skowron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Yankees 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley now playing first base. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Williams moves to third. It's 10-3, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-3, Athletics. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires to first and has Lopez trapped. There's the throw to Lump, who tags Lopez for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Yankees 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder pinch runs for Whitey Herzog. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Seaborn moves to third. It's 12-3, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Thornberry moves to second. It's 13-3, Athletics. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Roger Maris pinch hits for Duke Moss. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 13, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.